We're live.
Oh my god. Oh my goddess.
Yeah, sure.
Hey guys.
So just wanted to let you all know this will be a podcast episode too. So if you're listening on the podcast, you're listening to Branding with Brandon with Rebecca.
Hey, podcast listeners.
Rubiner.
That is not
my life. And if you're not listening to the podcast, what the fuck is going on?
What are you doing?
What are you doing with your life?
Leave a 5-star review.
Yeah, on iTunes. You can find the link to the podcast at brandingwithbrandon.com along with all the other things I promote. So it's a simple,
simple,
easy link tree, keeping things simple where you can find everything that you need.
I need a link tree. Can you show me how to do that?
Just, you gotta go to the store and get some link seeds. Come on, don't laugh.
On that note.
Don't laugh that hard. That joke was not meant to be laughed at that hard.
Whatever.
Hey, Marissa. That's why we're together, because I can tell a dad joke and kill it.
I think he's funny. This is what happens when you basically, like, we found each other on Facebook, so it worked. I was picking up what he was putting
before
down.
Before they had the dating option.
Yeah, we... We're psychic like that, so obviously we knew before it was official.
So,
happening.
If you're here live, say hello, I am live. If you're on the replay, say I'm here on the replay and I didn't make it to the live. And let's get this show on the road.
Ooh, I also have a thought. Okay, so I watched this live stream.
Wait, they say it's mute.
Oh no.
Let us know if you can hear, if you can hear, it might be the speaker.
Okay, we're going to see what we can do about this. Hey, guys. Other than Marissa, is everybody feeling like it's muted? Or you guys could just hit that.
My speaker's not on.
You guys, it was super funny. You look so happy, Brandon Marshall Havener.
Thank you.
He is happy.
Do you hear us, though?
Can you guys hear us?
Can you hear our voices,
please,
or do you just see
please
us?
Please, someone respond.
Help!
Help! Fun fact, on our very first date, we did a live stream.
We did.
And we've been out of the flow.
Some of you were probably there. Hello? Do you hear us? Do you hear us now?
Hello?
Testing.
I think we should just assume people can hear.
That would not be a good idea.
Somebody can hear us.
Okay.
Maggie Morrison can hear us. Thank you, Maggie Morrison. We appreciate
you.
Whew. Yes, audio is great. Okay, so
Thank you, Marsha. Hey, Lauren. Hey, Maggie. There's going to be a lot of people here, so I can't say hi to everyone, but I'll say hi to as many people as possible. So, all right. So we did a live stream on our first date today, but the point of this live stream, so it's not just two Pisces swimming around talking about like everything.
Which we can do.
Yeah, we can do that. What we wanted to talk about today is the topic around identity shifts. There are some people that I wanted to interview for the idea of identity, because that's a program that I'm doing right now, right this moment, right this instant. Well, it's launching next week. But I wanted to get people I wanted to get people together of how their identity has shifted. And honestly, I didn't want to overload myself because I can only handle like one guest a week. Like I can't talk to that many people.
Introvert.
but I, first and foremost, I wanted to bring on Rebecca. So this is like a interview type podcast.
For people who don't know us, should you say who I am?
This is Rebecca. Well, they know. Rebecca Ives Rubin, the content queen. She's all about
how
the content.
How do you know me? Am I your girlfriend?
Yes, she's my girlfriend, but if you're listening to this in like 2022, could be a fiance or wife.
Oh, I thought he was going to be like, could be not. I was about to get pissed.
Yeah, anything could happen, but but she's a content queen. She's an expert at publicity, content, marketing. You do many things. Copy Sparkle, and she's the host of the Magnetic Mastermind that she's doing enrollment for right now, open enrollment. And if I were to describe the Magnetic Mastermind, because sometimes I hear things behind the scenes, it's a great group of women entrepreneurs, like just killing it in their business, but in a loving way. But you bring in that loving container and you help people get the emotional breakthroughs that they need to show up powerfully online. So That's how I would describe you, but you can introduce yourself. We met we met almost 2 years ago, so there's that. And we did a live stream on our first date. Did we catch them all up?
I think they're all caught up. Yeah. Thanks for that intro. And I'm so excited to be on here on your page and on your podcast because of all the coaches that I've worked with, no relationship has been as transformative as you. And obviously more transformative than any boyfriend I've had before. But like when you're dating someone who's also a coach, and I've never had this experience before, you to be dating someone who's as all in on growth and ascension and doing the real work, and just it's weird. Who here has ever dated a coach? Put in the comments below if you've ever been in a romantic relationship with someone who you felt was like, just as, if not more, in tune, in touch, fast, and down with growth as you. It's a trippy but amazing experience.
So much fun.
I can't even begin to have a conversation about how my identity has shifted in the last couple of years without just like praising you.
Our stories, stories can't hide together. And I would say, not to make this a game of complimentary tennis, but I would say that being in a relationship with you, like, you see blind spots and you help me with, you know, like certain decisions and sometimes where it doesn't feel clear when you're in the mix of it.
Totally.
Midst of it. Like, I think it's great for...
Is there an example you want to give or not really? You totally don't have to.
Not necessarily. I'll think of something that comes up, but it's like when it's like an aligned investment decision or like you should definitely do this mastermind or you should fall back here. Yeah. Things like that. It's like you really help see things from a bird's eye view, and it's really valuable to have two coaches in a relationship to be like, hey, actually this situation is a little bit off, and I think it makes the shifts that much quicker.
Totally.
So yeah. I love that. And it's so important to be supported on this entrepreneurial journey because we face challenges that a lot of people don't face.
Oh my God.
So it's like, imagine, you know, like just someone out of the world and you're trying to explain to them like, hey, this and this is going on. And then they're like, I don't know. No.
You know what's so funny? My first year as a full-time entrepreneur, I had two coaches the entire time. And my best friend at the time was a coach. And I do not think I would be where I was today without investing in all of that support. And there's so much talk in the coaching industry about you always have to have a coach, you always have to have a coach. I don't believe that, but I believe when you do need a coach and you are literally shifting out of one paradigm and into another with all of the breakdowns and relationship changes and the way you view yourself and like the paradigm that you live in and off in the city and the romantic relationship, when everything around you is changing, it's so important to have someone who's like literally holding you and helping you see blind spots, which is what I think is so powerful about your identity program, is you're really helping them. I feel like people coming into identity, they know there's a next level for them. They know that they're not fully expressing their highest timeline self, their biggest, boldest version of themselves, and there's stuff holding them back. And they, like, if you were gonna shift into that next level, you would have done it already, right? And so when they join this program, they're really entering this like alchemical accelerator to embody that next level with, I mean, Brandon just spots misalignment. Like, it's annoying sometimes. And he's like, what's going on with your energy right now? I'm like, what do you mean? How can you tell? You know, it's really uncanny, your ability to do that.
And more importantly with identity, like, at least on my journey, there's been times and, you know, where I'm taking a big leap in my life, or, you know, I've seen other people, it's like, I'm going to take this chance with this high ticket investment, which is awesome. Like, you know, I fully support coaching, but a lot of things that are marketed in the coaching industry is to override your identity.
Ooh, so like, more. That's really good.
So like, I feel like there's this codependency thing going on in the coaching industry, like you said, where it's like, if you don't have a coach, then how can you coach? And it's almost like there's this peer pressure.
If you don't have an interior designer, how can you be an interior designer? If you don't have a gluten-free chef, how can you be a gluten-free chef? You know what I mean? It's so ridiculous.
Thing that really kind of fucked me up during my coaching experience of like...
Sorry.
So about like, investing in myself has never been a problem for me. Since the age of 21 or so, I invested in my first real estate investing mentor. Okay. What's up with your energy?
Nothing. It's everywhere.
I invested in my first real estate investing mentor and I was like 5K. So like 21 years old, it was already in my mind that I need to invest in myself. Mm-hmm. But then I get into this coaching industry thing and it does feel like there's this peer pressure thing going on. But anyway, first year of being a coach, I decide to go all in. Like I'm, you know, whatever I have in my savings, my credit, whatever the fuck, I'm going all in. And I was quitting my job at the same time. But like I just went all in high ticket coaching when it came to retreats, group coaching and all that. And it was sort of like a big leap of faith type of thing. Like I'm gonna build the plane as I'm jumping off the fucking mountain. Then I remember like 2 years later, you know, going through all that, having this big relationship with coaches, having my whole identity being stripped. And sometimes people talk about this hero's journey, like it's like, oh yeah, I just went on the hero's journey and now I'm fucking good. My whole identity was stripped. Everything I knew was like ripped away from me.
Say more about that. Like, give them gritty details.
But I want to go into the story. So,
okay.
So let's just talk with the finances thing. Like, financially, like things were up and down for me, and it's like I got to the point where it's like I think like a week before this, I was looking for, you know, I was like, fuck it, I'll just, you know, look for a job for the time being. And it was never about giving up on my purpose, but I'm like, well, I need to make something work. And I remember every time where I would like revert back and say, I need to piece together my old identity or I need to find a job, sales would come in. Like, it was just like, because I released that resistance there to the resistant, you know, like release resistance. So it's like sales would come in. And I remember I wanted to go to this local event in Baltimore and I gathered up enough money, made enough sales to get to the event. And then, of course, like with every fucking event, there's an upsell. So here's me. I just get out of this long-term 2-year coaching relationship, spending all that I've ever earned, like, and I was a good saver, you know, good, excellent credit, all that.
He's
I just
very,
like
good at, boom. Good with money. Like, yeah. you're conservative.
But I think I let some of that override my identity to where I was like, well, I'm gonna go get away from my financial rules that I have for myself, and I'm just gonna trust this coach. I think that's where, and not saying that I regret that leap, but if I were to go back in time and do it again, I'd probably be a little bit more, I'd still take a leap, but I wouldn't like lose all control.
Well, I think you lose all control, as you said. I almost think it's not about control. It's like things are amazing and aligned when they're amazing and aligned.
Yeah.
And then oftentimes you come to a point of completion with people, with certain relationships, with
yes.
certain coaches. But the problem is a lot of these relationships get really codependent. And as coaches, there's so little training on how to end coach-client relationships beautifully in a way that honors both parties and really, like, you know, sets everyone up for success and really feels good, that a lot of people are shamed and guilted into staying in containers way,
yeah.
way longer than they would have. And unlike romantic relationships, yeah, it sucks if you stay in a relationship 2 years too long, but if you stay in a mentorship 2 years too long, not only are you, is it all that time, but it's a whole lot of cash. You know
yeah.
what I mean?
So
it's important to really tune in and make sure that everything, that even the subtlest misalignment when you're spending, I think can bloom.
Yeah. And I didn't think there was anything wrong with the mentorship itself. I learned a lot. I developed myself and I wouldn't be the man I am today without it. But there was a teaching in there, or there was a culture in there where it's like, if you quit, you died on, you know, we're not dying on this battlefield. It was like this weird, intense thing.
So aggressive.
And the coaching became the identity. And what a lot of marketing does, it's like it's like this bigger meaning that if you do not obey the coach, if you do not stay in this container, that means you're giving up on your journey or giving up on your success, which is furthest from the truth.
No,
like
true,
as an entrepreneur yeah. and a business owner, you got to know, like, this is a decision I got to make, you know, like, and it's like basically a coach is there to amplify your results. They're not your lifeline. They're not your lifeboat. You know, it's like, they're not your only path. they're only the path to help you extend yourself to collapse time and amplify yourself to get further on the journey. Like, they're expanders. So it's not like a lifeline or like a savior.
It's also, just jumping off on that, I think people get into problems when they have their coach way up on a pedestal or mm-hmm. they have some misaligned things going on behind the scenes of the relationship. So if you're purely working with a coach because of soul alignment, because it feels totally right, because you're getting results, that's amazing. If you're working with a coach because you're afraid of what it would be like without them, you're so used to them, or you, I see this a lot, which is kind of interesting that I didn't realize, but like you weren't cool in high school and now you want to be like close to the cool girl of the coaching industry.
Yeah, so a lot of that goes on.
There's a lot a of lot it, of right? That. And so you just got to be really real, because anything that you do from a place of wounding, especially when you put money behind it, it's only going to amplify whatever the thing is, right? Yeah. And so it's so important to really tune in and make sure that the investment is coming from the cleanest, purest place possible. Because when it does, it's nothing is more powerful, right? But when it's coming, I always say it's like baking. When you can't make a cake gluten-free when it's already half-baked, right? So the ingredients that you put into it are going to be in the finished product. So if you are investing into something from a place of wounding, that wounding will be amplified in the results that you get, which I think is really important.
And same thing goes with like money manifestation. If you feel like your money's attached to safety or something, or you're stressing out about it, and then you're like, why can't I get more money? It's like the universe is protecting you from a fucking disaster. If you did get more money and it amplified that feeling that security is outside of you, and that, you know, you're feeling overwhelmed about the money you have now. That's why, you know, lottery winners collapse and all that stuff.
Yeah.
But, you know the story. So anyway, like, there's many moments in my life where I celebrated and it felt amazing making an investment for myself, where it's like, fuck yes, I'm doing this program. It's awesome. And, you know, like, you've been there through those moments.
Oh, yeah.
And for both of us, and there's moments where you leave a container and you realize, holy shit, I feel free now and I can do what I want. Like, there's moments in that relationship, and I think sometimes there might be shame around leaving those containers, but sometimes the best thing that you can do is get a change of environment. Okay. Like, for me, when I left that coaching container, which was fucking awesome, rocked my world early on, but when I left, I felt like a new sense of identity, leadership, and realizing how the gifts that I had, because my gifts were being overshadowed by my mentor, and I was trying to sound like him, and it even got to this place where I was trying to sell for his business instead of my own business. So those things were going on, and when I broke free, it felt like I had the freedom to move and sell and all that good stuff. And I remember I did like the 7-day challenge and brought in some clients that way. And there was like these deep transformations going on. And I just felt like I had a boost in my business by just following my heart and saying, you know what, it's time for me to move on from this thing and see what else is out there for me. It was like a change of scenery type thing. But that goes into this event that I try hard to, you know, like I committed to going to, and I was like, fuck yes, I'm going to this event. And then, of course, every event has an upsell, or most events, I guess. You know, I guess there's some events out there that don't have upsells. But I remember, and I said this in the last live stream, but I want to repeat this. At the event, there was like a VIP table for the people that bought the upsell. That bought the program, and the people who didn't buy were sitting in the regular lunchroom, where it's like, you know what, this is a table that the non-buyers sit.
Peasants.
But everyone who invested 20K, we're going in here. And there's a lot of shame there, and so, you know, there's a manipulation energy there. And I remember this one guy that was a speaker at the table, and I guess he was like told to like try to get more buyers, you know, asses into the VIP section. And he's like, so you're all coaches. Well, how are you all coaches when you don't have a coach and you're not investing in this 20K package. And that's the type of fucking manipulation that's not needed in the industry. Totally, because there's seasons for everything. Like, you know, I've known plenty of mentors that are doing amazing things and they have seasons where they don't have a mentor. And it's like,
I've had, you know, different, at this present moment, I'm not working with a business coach, but I get lots of different support in different places. I've been in, I mean, I probably worked with close to like,
yeah,
14 different one-on-one coaches, like in a, yeah, in a high-level
capacity. Wait, I mean you're in a fucking awesome digital program right now, like, you know, which is
cool. I'm always in.
But I think people discount some things, like unless it's high ticket, you're not with the, you know, it's like
totally.
There's this weird thing, and I think a lot of people use that to sell their programs.
And I think it's amazing when it's feeling called. Like,
yeah.
I think you just have to choose what's right for you, and I think that just echoes your core point, which is like when you really know yourself, when you're really connected to your intuition, you can make really powerful decisions. And at the end, yeah, of the day, as a business owner, it's a series of decisions.
Yeah.
And the more like embodied you are in your authenticity and your essence, which is what Brandon's helping you do in identity, the better decisions you're gonna make, and then the more successful and more importantly, more satisfied you'll be.
And it does hold true, like, you have a better knowing of how to serve your clients when you are like for instance, when you are a one-on-one client, you get a better, you kind of see how your mentor does it and you're like, oh, okay, this is how it works, this is how, mm-hmm, it feels like to be on the receiving end.
Totally.
But I just feel like any type of conversation around shame or like you're not valid to be able to teach this because you're not doing these expectations I have, I think that shit just needs to go.
Totally.
And yeah.
Word.
So, identity shifts. What else? What direction can we take this conversation?
Well,
What are some of your biggest identity shifts that you would want to share? Go as general or specific as you want. Yeah. In my Abraham Hicks voice.
So, I think one of the biggest identity shifts I've had in the last year has been around, has been in my friendships or coach-client relationships with women. And specifically, that I don't always, I'm sort of, my conditioning has me being a people pleaser. I'm an empath. I feel other people's, yeah, feelings. I feel bad for the steak before I eat the steak. You know what I mean? I mean for the cow. Like I'm not
that,
a vegetarian.
That quote is going to piss off vegans.
I'm
like,
sorry.
Oh, you feel bad,
know,
don't you?
I know. But you know, like I'm a big feeler and I'm a total empath. And I had attracted certain people who now I see like really took advantage of that and,
yeah,
were really like not healthy people to have in my orbit. And I feel like you really helped me see a lot of those, because our default conditioning, like we will continue to repeat the same painful patterns if there's not a pattern interrupt, right?
Yeah.
And so I think in the last year, I have exited multiple misaligned arrangements, friendships, relationships, whatever you want to call them, in various capacities in my life. And those have been painful, but they've also been extremely liberating and really helpful. So I think that's been a huge identity shift. I've also had a really big identity shift in how I relate to my health, and that I'm capable of making much healthier choices, and that I'm not just a person who has a sweet tooth or just that, you know what I mean? Like, you've helped me shift, I think, certain ways I was just conditioned to seeing myself. I also think I've taken on the identity as like an organized person and just decided,
yeah,
that's
you
who
sold
I am.
The shit out of a program.
Well, no, but
like
I
masterclass.
The only reason I was able to sell that is because I'm embodying it.
Yeah.
You know? And I think that you've just really helped, you know, anywhere we're in pain, it's a sign that we're not living as our most authentic self, and there's an opportunity for growth and healing. And so I feel like when we first met, I was having headaches all the time because I was eating a lot of crappy food. I was in a number of tumultuous, draining relationships, and that I've since exited. And they're just, my business is much leaner, you know?
Like, oh, yeah, your whole fucking system. And
I mean, I was like, using Infusionsoft, which I didn't need. You've probably saved me at least $2,000 a month in just core operating expenses in my business. Because you were like, why are you doing it this way? This is so complicated. And, you know, when I was first an entrepreneur, I was just, my coach at the time was like, well, if you want to be pro, you invest in this system and you have a business manager and you need to pay at least this much. And you do. So I ended up with a lot of like operating expenses.
Yeah, just like to, think of all
just
those
to
rules.
Live. Like, not even living my, like, obviously the human Rebecca needs food and a place to live and activities and beauty treatments and whatever, me, but for my business baby to just exist month to month, I had a lot of expenses. So
let's give you this complicated system so you need me as an assistant so I can save you every time.
And the person that I work with, I like fucking love her, recommend her all the time. I have nothing, but there were just a lot, and it wasn't her telling me to do these things. It was actually past business coaches that were like, you need to have this process and that process and this thing and that thing. And the truth is, like, I mean, my business has made six figures for multiple years, but it doesn't need to be that complicated. You know what I mean? And I don't need that many processes and systems, and I don't need it, or even really desire at this point, like a huge team. Like, it's not that hard. You know what I mean? Like, it's kind of, and so you've really helped me simplify. I think I had just like a complicated / tolerance for chaos and a higher tolerance for chaos in a bad way, and energy leaks and weird misaligned, like unspoken agreements in a lot of different areas of my life. And we just kind of like cleaned it up and simplified. You like Marie Kondo'd a lot of these like things. Do you know what I mean?
Does this bring you joy?
Yeah. And you were like, why are you doing that? And then I would resist it and you'd be like, no, do it. You know, you're kind of a hard ass. Like,
and then she would like hold on to it. Like, no, I want this system. Don't take it away yet. Or like, did you delete that yet? It's like, I don't know. I'm going to lose it. And that's like another thing. It's like when we're stepping into a new identity, we can see what we're losing, but we don't yet see what we're gaining.
Yeah.
So it's like, you got to be able to know that, hey, if I let this go, then I'm moving forward. And this is, I don't know. I just got to bring it to sports. You might get it, you might not, but like during the off season in like football or something, a general manager, they have to make decisions that fit under the salary cap. Like, is this, can we get a better value for this player, or do we gotta let this player go? And I noticed where, you know, during that part of the season, there's a lot of fans that complain when they lose a player, where it's like, no, we liked him. Like, why didn't you keep him? Why didn't you pay him? And it's like, yeah, but you don't see the whole picture. You don't see who we're bringing in. You don't see who we can pay with that money under the cap that would be a better fit for this team. Mm-hmm. So it's like the same thing goes with your business. And that's basically what being a general manager. Like, I just fucking love the business around sports for whatever reason. But like, that's the same exact thing. You got to be a general manager for your business and be like...
And your life.
Yeah.
Like, you could be like sometimes people are like, you know, oh, I wish I could do X, Y, Z, but they're spending all this money in a different area. And it's like, well, what if you just reallocate? You know what I mean? And earn more, of course. But I think that you really helped me see, like, I mean, that this is like a weird thing to say on a coaching, that I'm making more than enough, that's not the problem. I'm just like, was spending in a lot of like unconscious, slightly shadowy ways.
Yeah. And it's like when you have something unaligned in your life, then you're going to find heavy consumption to comfort yourself.
Totally.
So like, for instance, when I was in a previous relationship that I needed to leave, like maybe a year before or 2 years before that, I was gaining a lot of weight. And I was, you know, like, I just felt heavier. I was binge eating more, you know, and this is a common thing when it comes to like releasing.
It's like the entrepreneur 15, you know, like the freshman 15. Like, it's a real thing. You'll notice people will start businesses and then they spend all their time behind their laptops and they're so stressed out. They're stress eating and then they just like, anyway, is that a weird thing to say? Yeah. Not that there's anything wrong with that body positivity, but it's a thing I notice.
Yeah. And it's just from every unaligned entanglement, not just romantic relationships, but using a romantic relationship as an example, as soon as that breakup happened, then like 2 weeks later, I'm like slimming down quicker than I've ever had, and not in an unhealthy way. It's just that my life became lighter, and not only did a relationship that was no longer an aligned relationship fall away, there was a lot of unaligned decisions within that relationship, unsaid agreements, unsaid maybe social contracts I had to let go of in order to release that weight. So not like I was releasing physical weight, but I was also releasing a lot of energetic weight. And that's what happens when you let go of an old system that you've became tied to, or an old friendship, an old relationship that you're just there.
You can always bring it back, especially with like technology tools or coaching. Yeah. Like people are like, oh God, if I stop doing this, like you can go back.
And
like,
the same thing with coaching relationships.
Infusionsoft will still take your like money, and you can't live without it. You know,
there's this pressure around coaching relationships. Yeah. Like, will the peer mastermind of that coaching relationship, will they think I'm weird? Do they think I'm a quitter? Do they think that I'm not cool anymore? It's like there's this weird peer pressure thing that goes on in the coaching industry. But if you're holding on to something for those reasons, that's probably the reason that it needs to be let go.
Totally.
Because there's, you know, a coaching relationship is supposed to amplify you, and it's supposed to be from soul, not ego. Totally. You know, it's from the heart, not like how will I look to the outside. Like, who gives a fuck what people think on social media?
You've helped me with that a lot too.
Yeah.
I used to be way more afraid of judgment and, quite honestly, like bullying and just like people misunderstanding and kind of like hating me, which has happened in little ways in the past, but like I felt like you have this level of like, I don't give a fuck, and you'll say some crazy shit that even I'm like, oh my God. But I love it because he's so expressed, and he's not outsourcing his own self-approval. He's not outsourcing whether or not he's a good person. Like, that's, you just have this way about you that you're like, I know, and this is what it is, and like you can either take it or leave it. And I feel like I thought I was self-expressed, but there were little ways where I was still like people-pleasing and trying to be a nice girl and trying to be sweet and likable by everyone. And like, that's just a recipe for a life that you don't like.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
So. Yeah, and there's like this thing that goes on in the sisterhoods where it's like, you know, you're being a mean girl. Like, whenever you show a little bit of personality, it's like, you're being a mean girl. You stop that. And it's like, you get back in line, which is very interesting to see, like, women police.
Have you seen that?
Like, women policing women.
Do you feel like that's something you've seen more of, like, having?
Yeah, well, I didn't know that was a thing until.
Really?
Like, I didn't know it was a fucking thing. You know, a woman brought it to my attention that it was common in, for, you know, at some time in women Facebook groups to like get pissed off and then say, I'm charging you for emotional labor. Like, that was a common thing. And I'm like, what? Like, that's the most, like, if someone came on my status and just said, like, I'm charging you for this comment that I made, I'd be like, good luck. Like, I just wouldn't. So it's just interesting what type of things that women get pushed into.
That's based all off, we'll like, say on that.
Like, my feelings. Yeah. So anyway.
Yeah.
What else do I want to say? Yeah, like the whole thing about personal brand, I think a lot of people focus on the personal brand or PR as a way as like damage control or you know, what are other people are going to perceive. And when I see people selling branding, it's like, what do people perceive of you? And it's kind of like hitting that insecurity. But
it's
what if
neck up. It's very like your head but not your body.
But what if we actually went into your heart and your soul and your fucking values and attracted people that accept you for who you are, rather than, hey, how do you want me to be? And I'll do it for you. Woo!
The template for your most aligned, compelling, magnetic brand already exists underneath all the conditioning.
Yeah.
And you help people remove that conditioning.
Absolutely.
And then empower them with tools.
Fuck yes. Yeah, and it's like, when you no longer move in the way of like, what are people going to think of me? Will people approve of me? then you have the freedom to say what you actually want to say. When you say what you...
what you want to say.
Oh, no. The light went out. Oh, but we're still bright. We're still bright. We're still here.
We still got it. Do we look less bad?
But when you say what you want to say, you attract the people that you are meant to attract. And then selling becomes a lot easier. Marketing becomes a lot easier. Your overall brand and your business becomes a lot easier. And I guess I feel called to say go to brandingwithbrandon.com and get in on identity. And I also have a call to Embodied Leadership Masterclass I'm holding Thursday at 3 p.m. Eastern, which is a group coaching call of helping equip you as a leader to where you're able to have those crucial conversations when people challenge your views or, you know, how you handle yourself when times are like... what's the word I'm looking for?
Tumultuous
times. Yeah, you know, so it's one thing to teach you like how to create dope ass content, but if you know how to create amazing content, but then whenever someone challenges you, you shrivel back up, then it's not going to help. You want to be energetically, you want to be like boom, like.
And you really are. Like, I feel it.
Yeah, and you want to be able to take up energetic space where it's like, this is who I am. Energetic man spreading. I'm just kidding. I'm against man spreading. It's a horrible thing. Unless there's like no one there, then it's like
spread.
Yeah, you know, like if no one's there. I'm very, actually Rebecca will tell you, I'm very cautious about how other people are feeling around me.
Like, yeah, I'm much less so, I would say. I'm like,
she's like she just bumps into people. I'm like, hey, Rebecca, chill.
So anyway. Introduce myself. When I'm in mid-project, my stuff spreads out. But then I clean it up.
Yeah. Yeah. She creates some messes, but it's all creative messes.
Messes.
So, yeah. So, check that out. Brandingwithbrandon.com.
I'm putting an energetic exclamation point at the end of that. Do it.
And you can find all the things there. The masterclass that goes Thursday. Everyone who joins will get spot coaching. It's only $88, so if you've been wanting that adjustment, you wanted to attend, and even if you can't attend and you're watching the replay, it's still going to be valuable. You can submit a question. And I'm also giving a weekend full with one-on-one chat support afterwards. So there's a masterclass, and then also there's a six-week program, Identity, which is 6 weeks of group coaching into shifting your identity. And when I created this, I was thinking of your brand identity. But more importantly, it's the inner game, you know, the inner work, because that's what matters. You can do the fucking brand identity thing all day. You can change colors on your logo or whatever, or do a photo shoot. But if energetically you don't change and you don't do the inner work, then it doesn't fucking matter. Yeah. And it all follows the inner work. So 100%. That's why identity exists.
I'm just so excited for the people who get this program.
Good couple in life. Thank you, Tenzin. So, is there anything you wanted to share in this live stream? How do you feel?
I feel great. I'm kind of excited for dinner, whatever that will be.
Well, you just need to shed the old identity that's hungry.
I don't want to do that.
And just, we're going to fast tonight. We're water fasting. Is it Taco Tuesday? Taco Monday?
Ooh, is it? So that's where my mind was, if I'm being fully honest.
Well, at least you're honest.
At least I'm honest. Authenticity. No, I thought this was so great. I think the shift in identity is powerful. You know, that saying, be, do, have. I think that really is a huge part of the program. You've got to... You can't just change what you're doing and what you're having without really alchemically stepping into the next level of your being.
Yeah.
And that's what you're doing in identity.
Yeah. And there's going to be, you know, there's challenges along the way. And my intention is to create a safe and supportive space with a masculine presence to where you can express anything and everything. Like when it comes down to my containers, it's like there's no limits on what you can talk about or what I coach you on. Sure, there's a topic.
He's pretty open-minded. I make sure of it. I'm like, yeah. So, babe. We were just watching. Has anybody seen Goop Labs yesterday? Anyway, we were watching and there was like a lot going on the screen. Let's just leave it at that.
I don't understand what that statement had to do with vaginas on the screen.
Well, I'm just saying that like that you're women don't need to be afraid of talking about whatever because you are a grounded masculine presence, but you are a spiritual woman friendly.
Yeah, I'm not.
Does that
like
make sense?
Some weirdo. I'm a weirdo in a good way. But
he's
like
a good coach.
But like I believe in any business mastermind container, there needs to be a full length of expression. There needs to be full out expression and no fucking hiding. That's what's so important in a mastermind. And when you feel like you can express everything, because even the seemingly unrelated is related to your environment and your brand, then that's when you shift. That's when your identity up levels and that's when all the good things happen.
Love it.
So
I think that's all I got.
Ready to watch some more TV?
Yeah.
Okay, so go to brandingwithbrandon.com. Thank you for being here with Rebecca and I, and you're going to be able to hear this on the
subscribe to the podcast, leave him a 5-star review, and specifically share what you loved about this episode, and he will feature you on his Insta story. He may even shout you out in a future episode, so it's Jeff, true. Leave a 5-star review.
It's true. And also, follow the amazing Rebecca Ives Rubin on Facebook, the Content Queen on Instagram. And I know we're giving you 15 call to actions, but that's okay. You're a smart individual. You can take it all in. All
right, cool.
Bye.
Bye.